Kwabe, you said that you used to be a bike delivery person?
Yes, I was. It was not very long, but I was doing that for like 6 months, I
Do you
remember.
mean push bike or motorcycle?
Push bike, what is a push
Push
bike?
bike's like the one you ride with your legs move.
No, the motorcycle.
Motorcycle, okay.
Yes, 400 cc. I forget the name of the bike, but it was like kind of one really fast. And then you know what they are doing. They just go, okay, if you are sending a letter, a very important document, you want to send it to somewhere really fast, very, very quickly.
Like for a signature or something.
Yeah, whatever it is, like, and then you call me, you call to my company, and the company call to my mobile or beeper, and then, hey, Kwabe, you go to that place, and I get the address, and I look it up in the my map, and I go to your place and pick up the thing and deliver to your receiver.
Oh, to yeah, to the receiver, to
Yeah,
the
to the receiver.
recipient,
Yeah.
recipient.
And then, since it's the bike delivery, it's always something you've got to deliver really fast. So, which means it's a really dangerous job. You know, so many people, my colleague, had a car accident.
Oh,
And
really?
yeah.
Oh.
Definitely, if you
Not
can.
you, right? You were okay?
Not me. Since I thought I can have a really big accident if I keep on this job. That is why I quit.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you do that job for 1 year, it definitely you'll have one accident at least.
Seriously?
Yeah. Seriously.
Man. Wow. That's like I heard something similar in the US. Big truck drivers, on average over their career, kill at least one person.
Yeah, the same kind of thing, you know. Especially in Tokyo. You know, there are millions of cars and motorcycles and people walking on the street, you know. It's really dangerous, and even if you are a safe driver, someone's gonna hit you.
Yeah.
So
There's nothing you can do.
you can run away if you're on the street, you know. There's no place to run away. And so anyway, that was an exciting job. I really enjoyed that because you're always outside. The rainy days, you know, I didn't like that, but on a sunny day, autumn, spring, and it was great to drive in Tokyo City. You can go everywhere and meet a lot of people. And so yeah, I met one person. He was a manga writer. How do you say manga
Yeah, manga
writer?
writer, sure,
Yeah.
yeah.
And then the publishing company asked me to take the, how do you say, the document for the next week.
Oh, like the new issue?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first draft or whatever.
Yeah, and then he had to finish up that one, like, until that day. So, hey, Kawabe, you go to that manga writer's house and pick up the documents he's gonna give you. And then you bring that, the draft, you know, what do you say,
Yeah, I don't even
to the
know.
publishing
Draft.
company. Okay, and I've been to his house and I had to wait like 4 hours in front of his door. Because, you know, you can imagine, he couldn't finish up his work. So, he, like, in every 30 minutes, he comes to the door and said, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm gonna finish it in 10 minutes. It'll be done in the next 10 minutes. And then he goes back, and I wait, and just kept waiting in front of the door. And actually, 4 hours later, he gave me the manga.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you read it on
No, yeah, I was really tempted, but I couldn't do
the
that.
way?
And yeah, I brought that to the publishing company. That was so funny.
cool story.